Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Neve Cusack is a shoot of the abundantly flowering tree which has sprouted Cyril, Sinead, Sorcha and Catherine. Blimey, Obama, it's a dynasty. Although she's the only one who's been on heartbeat as Dr. Kate Rowan, quickening the pulse of even the most moribund patients. She's most recently co-starred with Anne-Marie Duff in Terence Rattigan's Cause Célèbre at the Old Vic in London, and we sent one of our stage door Johnnies down there with a tape recorder to cajole her into giving up some Inheritance Tracks.
The track I inherited is called A Simple Twist of Fate. It's a Bob Dylan song.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark.
I inherited it from my husband, who all his life has been a Bob Dylan fan. And I knew nothing about Bob Dylan until I met Finn. I think the sort of wild American free voice somehow reminds me of Finn, and the Finn I met when I first met him.
They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright.
He was a revelation to me, and his love of Bob Dylan and the sort of the anarchist in Bob Dylan reminds me of Finn.
With a simple twist of fate.
Actually, Bob Dylan took some getting used to for me. He has a weird voice, and sometimes it almost grates on me, but it's a voice you can't ignore and you really, really listen to. I found this particular track moved me, and the music moved me first of all. I knew the title and I got that much, because sometimes I find Bob Dylan quite hard to work out, so I have to listen a few times. But it was the bass that's going through it, which just tugs at my heartstrings, makes me feel melancholic, which I rather enjoy. And him playing the harmonica in the middle of it, again, it's just so nostalgic and lonely for something. I could feel that without even knowing all the lyrics. And then the more I've known the lyrics and learnt the lyrics, they move me, because this is probably where me and Bob absolutely understand each other. It's something about celebrating those passings in the night, those opportunities that are perhaps slightly missed but are all the sweeter for that, and all the more sort of treasured for that. And I think that's what Simple Twist of Fate means to me.
By a simple twist of fate.
I think it's the hope that you'll find that sort of mystical, magical thing again that you encountered just by chance, by a simple twist of fate. That thing in the song is what we all yearn for, certainly what I yearn for. You know, there are magical moments, mysterious magical moments that happen sometimes, and I think that's what he put his finger on.
Blame it on a simple twist of fate.
I think sometimes we listen to it together. It's not something we sort of say. We don't sit down and go, oh, should we have our simple twist of fate moment? No, not at all. You know, having listened to it for the past 15 years, it can still make me cry. It's beautiful. The piece of music I'd like to pass on is Beim Schlafen Gehen, the third of the four last songs by Richard Strauss. It's another quite melancholic thing. I'd like to pass the four last songs on to my son, Callum. I actually tried to make him listen to it this afternoon, and he thought it was nice, but I'm hoping that in later years it's something that he'll treasure, and maybe even treasure the fact that I introduced it to him on a spring afternoon. Like any great piece of music or great piece of text, actually, I think it means a different thing to you at different times. The Strauss is something that, as I get older, it has a more of a sort of piquancy about it because it's more relevant in a way. But when I was young, it appealed to me, probably to the self-dramatizing side of me, which hasn't got any weaker as I've got older. But I think it's, you know, there's drama in that music, and I think that would appeal to any young person. I never knew what the words were, but again, the music was what got to me. And I just think the way the voice and the orchestra marry is just sublime, so beautiful. And there's a bit where the music really soars and the voice soars, and the soul unwatched would soar in free flight, till in the magic circle of night it lives deeply and a thousandfold. Well, I'm not sure quite what that means, but that the music seems to go somewhere totally ethereal and otherworldly. Being otherworldly, it seems to me to be very passionate music, and it feels epic. I think music can really release people. I think people can have a good old ball with music, and I don't think anybody else needs to witness it particularly, which is why I'm a bit wary of having sung any of Bob Dylan's song. But I think it's just to have a piece of music that he can put on, and it can open the floodgates if that were necessary. I weep on a regular basis. I have an abundance of tears.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.